It's playoff time. Welcome to the Coach and Commish podcast. No, not Adam Gase, and definitely not Roger Goodell. It's Chris and Sean breaking down fantasy football for the everyday man.
Welcome back. You're here with the Coach and Commish. I'm Chris. Sitting to my left is Sean, and it is playoff time, Sean. And guess what?
We're in.
We're in, man.
We did it.
We can actually talk about it.
We took a year off, we're back.
We're back in it, buddy. That's all we're going to talk about, just our matchup.
And we play each other, yeah.
That is, that's the first time we've ever played each other in the playoffs, right?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. This is going to be pretty epic. This could end a friendship.
I'm ready to concede now, you know, as I'll send the pizza to your house already here.
Yes. Alrighty, so as we get started here, let's recap. You know, this can be a more of a local league podcast, but maybe our faithful listeners wouldn't mind us congratulating the six teams that made it to the playoffs. Could you talk about the 1 and 2 bye here? Who are the top dogs having a vacation this week?
So, yeah, on vacation will be David, who was on vacation last week and probably
all season long.
Yeah, his team has easily gotten it. And then the Royce bumped up from the 3 spot to the 2 and took it in part because of an unfortunate Justin Herbert injury, which we'll talk about later for Matt's team. But he got the bye. He quickly put the bye as his name and then changed it to fantasy vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, them two will get the week off. I think we'll get to Super Bowl predictions, what we think might happen later. But those two guys are, I would say, the favorites for sure.
Yep, and then 3-4 went Matt and then myself at 4, and then Morgan and Sean rounding it out there for us. The divisional winners were David, Morgan, and me, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
And then we actually reseed. Depending, like, divisions go away after that. So, like, I didn't win the division, but I had a better record than Morgan, so I actually am the 5 seed.
Who is the best division this year? Just, you know, just give the other guys a little clap there to the other dudes.
The three brothers and a champ moving company, they just creamed it. I mean, besides having the worst person in the league, Daniel, they had, for a while there, the 1, 2, and 3 seed, and then Matt fell out of it otherwise. But, yeah.
And even Daniel would, like, points for or points against. It was just a little unfair in some of the matchups. Like, he still had a pretty good squad. You know, it wasn't like me last year, right? You know, where it was just, like, terrible, terrible. Even though he got 2 wins, he actually fought for those 2 wins and fought against every loss there. But congratulations to the moving company on having the best division.
And then we do need to shout out that, I like how Tim said, this wonderful division. I don't know if it was Tim that said it. He's in that division, but they always complain about our divisions and how they're, you know, I guess maybe they're beating each other up, but the 69ers some of the time, they go in with Morgan winning and a 13-5 losing record, you know, pulling a full NFC South here, and they went in with a losing record in Morgan.
Yeah, our division puts them to shame. You guys there, 69 some of the time, you're the worst division this year. They need the Charles Barkley now. Right? Is that like the punishment for worst division? Just give them the Charles? We got it. We have now some respect in that division. We need to change it.
I know.
To something. But anyways, so that's the congratulations going all the way around here. But let's talk some playoff matchups.
Yeah, so matchups, we already mentioned it, and we'll just start right off with ourselves because we're selfish like that.
We sure are.
It's me versus you, Coach versus Commish. I'm not feeling as confident, but, you know, since we're Do you want to break down each other's or do you want to break down our own?
I'll
give you the choice.
Let's break down.
Obviously, we can chime in, but
let's break down the opponents.
All right. Well, I'll start with you here. I know you were a little concerned about Jalen Hurts, a little bit of an injury, but he's got a matchup this week that is fantastic.
Hopefully.
I'll mention his stack in there as well. You have Devonta Smith. They play Seattle. It's been a really good matchup, even more so, I think, recently, ever since Dallas kind of picked them apart. It seems like they're just going to be a great, even, you know, actually San Francisco did as well. So I think that's going to really be the power of your team there. I don't think you're going to need it as much against my squad because I've got some problems going on. But yeah, quarterback, Jalen Hurts, James Cook, not a great matchup there against Baltimore, but you just have to play him, especially with the receptions he's been getting. I think his baseline is raised so much. Might not get that big boom game. I think that maybe last week was an anomaly for that Baltimore defense. I don't think we see another big shootout like that. But you never know if Lamar gets going, which I hope he does. You know, spoiler alert for my roster, then maybe there is a little more points to go around and James Cook can have a great game. But I don't think you need it. Kamara's got a great matchup against the Giants. Cooper Kupp, he seems to be healthy now. Is that right? I'm always confused.
Always confused. He had a
I don't see an injury designation at all on him, but you never know.
Yeah, he's got the worst defense.
Yeah,
in Washington. So you got to see a couple of weeks ago personally how bad they are.
Yes, in person I got to see them. Yeah, get annihilated by the Dolphins' offense. Evan Ingram's been on fire. I think he's just a very important part of this offense now with them losing Christian Kirk. So that's a great start. Raheem Mostert, come on. I mean, he's just about to break Ricky Williams' record for most touchdowns in the NFL or for a Dolphins running back ever. He'll be fantastic. Your only hope is that they don't take him out in the second half because we're winning by so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that's the case, but we'll see. The Dolphins did not look great this week. We're going to skip over and not talk about that at all because I'm trying to not think about that.
Got to block that one out of your brain right now.
And then Drake London, not a great matchup, but he's seemed to become, you know, Arthur Smith has kind of decided these are my guys and I need to use them. And it's like, oh, really? That's kind of how football's played. You have some talented players and you get the ball to them.
You know what happened? Arthur Smith finally went on the Pat McAfee podcast. I think he got a little more chill.
Maybe.
He got a little bit. Because 175 yards for Drake London, and I was like, where did this come from? He's been on my bench. I did not know this was going
to
happen.
And the only reason I think you might deserve to lose is that for some reason, Taylor Heinicke is still on your bench to just show how much this managing this guy has done.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't understand that part of it.
He brought that up, and I was like, he is? He's on my bench? Like, I ignored that. I'm like, oh, my bad. All right, so I'll talk about yours. It's hurting. Some of your studs are going to be hurting here. I'm right off the bat. Keenan Allen at wide receiver is a stud when Herbert's playing. So that's going to be tough. Stick, who was that quarterback, it's a funny name for a QB. He's North Dakota State grad, I believe. Let's see how much he might. It might help by him going to Allen alone the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the upside. Like, I'm going to keep trusting.
Yeah, Herbert already did that. So
maybe he keeps continuing that. Like, Stick's like, I'm just going to keep going to Allen all day long. So that will help out. But that's one of the bigger ones. Lamar, he needs to ride the train from this last weekend. And it was done in, like, ugly weather and a back-and-forth shootout game. And Jacksonville's fighting for their lives right now to keep on top of that division.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the place, if I have a shot, is I need Lamar to just have a nuclear 50-point game.
Yeah, Eckler, he's going to get a lot of work. Short week, but I don't know if much is coming out of it.
I agree.
Jerome Ford, hopefully the injury tag doesn't stay with him there. But I've loved his workload. But then you're going to need like a 2-touchdown game out of him.
Yeah.
Right? To try to get him a 20-point performance. Because if Eckler is not going to give you double digits, you need Ford to go crazy. Noah Brown, man.
Two gooses.
Yeah.
Yet somehow he's still a consideration for me.
Yeah. He might have to look at the waiver or your bench there. Man, if we had the second flex spot, you already given your answer. Because Jaden Reed, who he got down there in the WT flex spot, has been phenomenal. He's been that nice little light there in your receiving core that you could move up. Now you just have to play someone there. Would you consider playing two tight ends in your lineup?
I mean, anything's possible with what I have as options on my bench right now.
Dalton Schultz gets, available.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe. Chig's been a pretty consistent player lately.
Yeah. So, and then Zach Moss, he's going to have all the opportunities, now that he's the lead back. So it's, you need a vintage Lamar game and you need
a whole lot of luck.
Crazy and Allen to be the only target monster in LA. That's what it's going to take. But that's what fantasy football is all about. You need some blow up games and that's all that matters.
Yep. So I think we both agree. I don't know if you want to admit it with your humble self, but Chris, I think you've got this as far as what should happen. But in fantasy, you never know.
Like injuries.
Yeah.
And
so
we'll talk about one big injury for one of our other guys.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and move right on to that game right now. And I'll start off with Matt's team. And We teased it earlier with the Keenan Allen, but Justin Herbert is out, and yeah. Matt is now starting the stash.
Yeah, starting the stash. Trust the stash, I think, is what he put his little hashtag in.
Yeah, so we took a look at the waiver wire here, Matt, and there is a guy named Matthew Stafford available. I know you love the stash. You're a stash man yourself, and you're a Jacksonville fan where he came out of. But I think if you could pick up a Stafford, it would strengthen this lineup. But yeah, that's going to be an up-to-use decision. Looking at the rest of his roster, pretty solid everywhere else, though.
Yeah.
Rashad White has been just awesome. I think that's RB4 on the year.
I know, right? We were so much work him in the offseason.
And doing a lot with it. Yeah, we were. He's one of those that I look at and go, man, you just sometimes the situation is just enough that you have to take the chance. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry, he's been very up and down, but I just think when you have Derrick Henry, there's always an opportunity for those touchdowns.
Who's he playing? Houston.
Ah, that's right. Listen
to the ballers. He goes off in Houston.
We'll see. So I think that's a great matchup for him. Puka, just been on fire. He's got a great matchup playing that Washington, same as your Cooper Kupp there. And then Hopkins, unfortunately getting to see him firsthand last night, he still looks good, and I think Will Levis is going to continue to get him involved. He played two good corners last night, so I don't think it was as easy, but he still got it done. So right. I think that going into this next matchup here, I'm not scared of Houston. I think that he can still get something done as well. TJ Hockenson, I mean,
it's like tight end one.
Yeah. So no problems there. And then Achane, the ultimate flex play
against the worst rush defense.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, right there.
that could win it right there for him. And then just a guy named Devontae Adams as his last starting piece.
Down on the second flex,
So, as far as bench options, not really a lot to talk about here. Nico Collins out, nope. Michael Wilson out, Khalil Herbert. Has been splitting times with Deonta Foreman,
who he has. Yeah.
So it's really, this is a scary situation if any injuries happen to him. But for right now, that roster looks pretty stacked to be going. He was very close to that bye, so that you can kind of see it here in his team.
Yeah, so then we go with Morgan's squad, and the timing couldn't be any worse for him. When it comes like Travis Etienne, who's he going against? Baltimore, right?
Bad matchup.
That it's really bad. And then there was some, Kyron Williams able to move a little bit last week for the Rams against that Ravens defense. You don't get that 2 weeks in a row. They're gonna tighten that up. So that's gonna be tough for your RB1. Tua, it says the Jets and tough pass defense, but they are. And usually, as an offensive coordinator, you would call the plays that give you the easiest way to score. And if they're bad at the run, it's going to be a running game all day long. And if you're not going to have Tyreek Hill playing at 100%, Tua might be less effective this week. So that's going to be a tough one there. But you do have a stack with Jalen Waddle. So let's say if I were you, I want Tyreek not to play, even though he is the one that opens the offense up, because you can just go all day Waddle and Tua. And that stack could actually be your key to victory. Javonte Williams, that Broncos offense is seeming more like they're making sense.
Yeah.
They're making the simple plays and doing really well with it.
But he plays Detroit.
Yeah, that's a little tougher on the road too. So Jamar Chase, Minnesota's defense blitzes all day long, and they make some quarterbacks look bad. And you got a backup QB, but I think Jamar could have a big game here, because if you're going to blitz that much, you're going to leave him a little open. So Jamar might have a Jamar game here. Gerald Everett going downhill with the new QB stuff.
He's got McBride, though, so I think probably McBride goes in.
Okay, I didn't look down for it, yeah. And then Zay Flowers, Pittman, I love him and stuff. But you do have some interesting bench options. Hollywood just doesn't look right against San Francisco defense, so keep him on the bench. Trey McBride might be the outlet they need against San Francisco. For the Cardinals,
and then I think he's gonna have a hard decision between Javonte Williams and Breece Hall.
But Breece Hall's been bad, just bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know you love Breece from the beginning, but you got to stay current with the trending, and I'd rather stay with Javonte, who's been able to you can trust him, where Breece Hall has just kind of fallen off right now. The Jets offense just out of whack. Even though they had a good showing last week, it just isn't right. So out of these two matchups, who do we think the winner will be?
I think Matt's got it just based on the matchups that some of Morgan's stars have. That Jets defense, passing defense, is so good. And to have Tua and Waddle against that, then to have, if you do start Javonte, could be the best rushing defense on the road, and then ETN playing the other one of the other best rushing defenses, Baltimore. So you really don't have a lot of opportunities for blow-up games if I'm looking here. I think that really where your points are going to have to come is from Ja'Marr Chase, and then, you know, maybe Zay Flowers just happens to get two touchdowns in the game. I don't know. It's Pittman's been great, so maybe you get a little bit there. I think the way that Morgan wins is if Matt has a dud. I mean, that's honestly how I see it. I think Morgan's team can be consistent enough to maybe put up that 90 to 100 in 5 points, but to get to a 120 and just make it so that he wins based on his own team, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Whereas, like, it's weird because my team's kind of the opposite. I could see it just, it's either going to be 60 points, or if they, a couple of them pop off and blow up, then I could have one of those big 120 or 130 games.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it seems pretty straightforward here, but like we just talked about, blow-up games, playoffs, matchups, injuries, which has been a theme every single week.
So we just wasted all of our time and your time because what we all just said means nothing because fantasy is fantasy.
I know, right? Don't worry about what we said. All right. Super Bowl matchup prediction. Who do we think? I know we're shooting the moon. We're still going to talk about it week to week, but who do we think?
Well, I'll go first because it's the easy answer, and that's LaRoyce and David. I mean,
top dogs.
Yeah. I think what it'll come down to is the Tyreek injury. That is, you know, that could really hurt LaRoyce if he doesn't have that piece. But then he's got a guy named Christian McCaffrey to fall back on. He's trying to go get a number one seed in the NFC. So I think he's just set up for great success. I'm going to take David in this situation, just the roster and depth that he's put together.
It's ridiculous.
Just seems like such an easy answer to win the Super Bowl. But you've got something else in there.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say it, me against LaRoyce, because I'm going to knock out David after I knock out Sean over here. So I'm going to start the trash talking to David, man. I mean, your Cowboy stack is going to fall apart by the time it faces me. All right? That's what I'm praying to the fantasy football gods, and that's what I hope to see as a Cowboy hater, that happens, because that's probably the best thing I can get.
I think they play Miami.
Jeez Louise. Okay.
No, but Miami's defense has
matchup.
I was gonna say Miami's defense has stepped up, so yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if somehow that game turns into like a 17-14 game or something.
But yeah, going into week 17, it's gonna be me and LaRoyce sitting at the top, and David is just gonna be like just sitting back home, just saying this what it coulda woulda, you know. It's just like he's gonna be wishing that his team would have been like this all the way through the playoffs. But I'm gonna end it, buddy. I'm going to end you.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention here for this upcoming week?
Do you want to just let them know anything in the toilet bowl matching? Like, does that have any effect in our league?
Yeah. So in our league, it will matter. You'll get, you know, just like we got seeded here, you'll get seeded in bye weeks. And I think for the toilet bowl, and how we'll do it is it'll still be a ping pong lottery pull for that, but you'll get more ping pong balls if you win that.
Yeah.
So it still gives an opportunity for you guys to play for a little something down there, because I know Tim has had a rough one. We need to take a moment and just say, Tim, we love you, brother. I know you're not used to this. This may be one of the only years you've not been in the playoffs, and you're down there at the, I think, second to last, or I think Joe might have actually moved down even further after this week. So we've had some funny ones in there with the Panthers. Who's the actual Panthers in our league? But I think that we need to just encourage our boy Tim and tell him it's going to be all right. He's got Dynasty Leagues that he can do something.
Yeah, lean into that, man. You're doing good there. It's all right.
He lost Herbert and the other one. But
well, that sucks.
See you guys.
Deuces.
Thanks for listening to the Coach and Commish podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Coach and Commish. And join our Facebook group called Fantasy Football Advice with the Coach and Commish for direct access to weekly waiver wire and start sit advice.